Sky Urchin, hey, they're going to be playing the first show in 3 years. It's going to be coming up at the Dark Horse Art Bar. And interestingly, it sounds like that is the Dark Horse Art Bar here in Madison's last show. But on the phone with us right now, we have Robert Halstead, and he was the guitar player from Sky Road Fly, and he is also in Sky Urchin. On the phone, he's out in Chicago right now, but he's going to tell us all about what's going on with Sky Urchin and this new show. Robert, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rocker. It's great to be here and great to be talking to you again.
All right, well, first off, tell us a little bit, you know, kind of about your journey. Sky Road Fly, Madison Band, and Sky Urchin, and another Madison band, and you guys have been on a little hiatus. Tell us how, you know, what's going on these days.
Sure. to talk a little bit about Sky Road Fly, I mean, we had a great run in Madison, and we were the sort of band who, you know, we practiced like 3 days a week, long nights, and really put a lot of energy into it. And at a certain point, I think we just sort of ran our course, but everybody is on great terms. I actually, my day job working at Potter's Crackers is working with Ben and with Dave from the band, and Dustin, the bass player from the band. We're all still friends and on good terms. And there's been times that we've talked about having, you know, some reunion shows to celebrate some of the work that we've already done. So it's great to hear you still playing that music, because we all still feel very connected to it. But as I said, in general in terms of being that hardworking band, we sort of just ran our course. And so we picked up where that band left off in a trio format with Ryan Heimerl, who is in the Phil Kegley band prior to being in Sky Urchin. And so Sky Urchin basically had the same sort of ambitions until I moved to Seattle about shortly after that song Detonate was released. I think it was maybe 2015. And I didn't end up staying there very long. And both Ryan and Dave had moved on to some other projects by the time I came back. So it took a little while to sort of get the gears going again. And then we started this album, which there's a single you're going to play tonight called Co Alone, about 3.5 years ago. We recorded with Brian Knapp at the Dojo, a big warehouse studio that just has great equipment, and we're able to get a really big drum sound. And my goal at that point was, instead of working on the production of it to the same level I had with Sky Road Fly, is that we were going to have Brian record the vocals at a different time and do all of the mixing. And then between some delays on our end personally, and then that leading into ultimately the COVID pandemic starting, we weren't able to get back into the studio to finish that in a timely manner. So we basically decided to invest in some equipment, knowing that we had the skills to mix it on our own, and having a great set of mastering folks at our arsenal, including the person who did the song Co Alone, Justin Perkins at Mystery Room, was out of Milwaukee. I believe he's now in Madison. And basically, we were trying to work on the whole album all at once, and I was borrowing some really nice monitors from a friend out in Seattle, and he unfortunately needed to have them back before I could finish all the mixing. So we went ahead and chose Co Alone to release, so we'd have something to promote for this Dark Horse show. And part of the reason we chose it was because it's 3 minutes long. It doesn't have some of the breakdowns and guitar solos that the previous two tracks you played. Something that I feel like I'm pretty well known for, and definitely shows up big time on the rest of the songs on the album that we're going to release in spring. But like I said, it was short and sweet. And then also, it was a song that was mostly instrumental when we recorded it. So it's a song that actually benefited from the time that we weren't working on it and weren't sure what we were going to do with the release. The sort of overall message came very quickly, and we recorded the vocals very quickly within like a week of sort of being inspired to write about the feeling that you're alone is a very shared feeling. I think anybody can relate to, whether they listen to country or rock, pop music, of just a song hitting them a special way at a time when they feel lonely and vulnerable. And the ironic part is in addition to that song sort of keeping you company and holding your hand, is that there's so many other people who feel the same way you do at that moment. So at the very essence of, you know, human connection, oddly enough, is also the feeling of being alone. And so we felt that was a good message to put out at this time. And as you said, I'm in Chicago. I am moving here at the end of the month after our show at Dark Horse. And we'll be spending time finishing up the Sky Urchin record to put out in the spring. And, you know, I've been able to do a lot in the last year and a half, splitting my time between Chicago and Madison, building some personal relationships, and a romantic one, that I've got no doubt that Sky Urchin can sort of still operate while I'm here. So we're going to take some time off into the spring to finish the record. But from there, we'll be back in Madison playing with all our friends and hopefully breaking into Chicago a little bit as well.
Now, your show is coming up, November 25th. You're going to be playing at the Dark Horse Art Bar with the Vipers and Haunt Smiley. I'm not sure if I'm familiar with the Vipers or Haunt Smiley. Can you tell us a little bit about those opening bands?
Sure. Haunt Smiley is fronted by a friend of mine, Jared Matthews. Jared was somebody that I happened to meet just walking into Chief's Bar one day. He was playing some Kurt Cobain home recordings, and I was wondering, well, who's playing this on the jukebox? And I asked him, and he said, oh, it was me. And we ended up having a few good conversations. I ended up doing some solo recordings for him, like in my apartment. And they turned out really well, but he liked them enough that I felt like he was ready to sort of start a band with that material and didn't want to release it. So he hooked up with an old friend, Patrick Granzen, who was a drummer who went to school, I believe, in Brooklyn, New York, for continuing his drum studies, and found himself back in Wisconsin, a phenomenal drummer. And then he's also got his bass player, his last name is spacing me right now, James, who also plays in the Scratch-Offs and a whole bunch of other bands in Madison. And I believe they have a fourth member now, and this will be my first time seeing them that way. I think they've played a couple shows that way. So it's kind of like alt-punk roots, but there's some jazziness with Patrick's drumming. And Jared's got a really great voice that is modern to me compared to a lot of rockers that I like to play with, but also has sort of like a Jeff Buckley sweetness to him. So they're a really cool band, a perfect band to open the night. And then the Vipers is, I hate to just call it a Tim Consequence project, because everybody in the band has cut their teeth in the scene in a variety of ways. I believe Stacy Pepper Weber is still the bass player.
Oh, okay, sure.
Tim Radel on drums, and Matt Leverton, who used to play bass in the group and now I believe still sort of fronts the group. They, you know, play all kinds of stuff. They have original music, but they'll cover old Replacements or some interesting things like the Kids in the Hall theme or Beavis and Butthead theme. And this show is sort of also doubling as a birthday party for me. My birthday's on Thanksgiving this year, so...
well, happy birthday, you know. Robert.
Thank you.
My birthday's so, actually coming up on Tuesday, so we're fellow November people.
Oh, hey. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, and so it being sort of a little bit of my party also, I just reached out to Tim and asked if the Vipers haven't played a lot recently, and asked him if there's any chance that they'd be up for it, and he said they've been looking to sort of get going again and that this gig would be something that they'd be super interested in shaking off the dust for. So I think between Haunt Smiley sort of ushering in a newer phase of Madison rock bands, the Vipers, which anybody who's been in the scene long enough knows Tim Consequence and probably most of the rest of the band. And then, you know, we are mostly playing music from our newest album that'll come out in spring, but there's some sprinkling of older songs and a couple covers for us, which is not something that we've done in a club scene for a while, but over the last 3 years we have played a couple private shows and a couple outdoor festivals and played these songs for fun, and they went over really well, so we're excited to bring them into the club.
Nice. All right, Sky Urchin, they are playing on November 25th at the Dark Horse Art Bar for Robert's birthday. So make sure you come down and check it out in Madison. Right now, let's listen to some brand new Sky Urchin. Robert, what's the name of the album? Does it have a name yet?
The album doesn't have a name yet. We had a name for it, but just like with this song, Co Alone, developing its own new feeling over time, we're going to sort of leave that one up in the air for now. But this was just released last Friday. This is the first radio play of it, and just thank you so much for having me.
All right, let's premiere it on Max Inc. Heavy. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. This is Sky Urchin, Co Alone. We are local music.